first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Frisco Report. I'm Michael, DCFN on YouTube. I can't do this alone. I got Cowboys blog Joe with me. What's up, Joe? How you feeling? How was your Victory Monday yesterday?
Victory Monday has gone over into Victory Tuesday. It was just a really good win, man. I enjoyed it, you know. But I don't want to get too overhyped on this team because, you know, they do this kind of thing to us. But yeah, a good win overall.
It was a good win, and for me, yes, it was a good win. But the only thing the Cowboys did, in my opinion, now I'm not a party pooper, you know, I did have a Victory Monday, I did celebrate it, but for me, Joe, all they did was end a 3-game losing streak. That's it. Yeah, they had an awesome performance, but they won when they were supposed to. You know, that they answered all the questions. Did they quit on Garrett? Can this team win above 500? Can they run the ball? Can defense tackle? And they answered all that. So who stood out to you the most on offense?
Who stood out to me on offense was the running game. You know, offensive line and running game. You know, that's kind of, you know, they wanted to, the whole thing was to rediscover their identity. You know, and they got the chance here with this game, and I think they did. You know, they kind of recaptured some of that identity of, you know, owning the lines on both sides, which is extremely rare. Extremely rare that we've done that this season. So,
all right,
it was great.
Joe, if I told you that the leading receiver was Tavon Austin with 59 yards and Michael Gallup, Randall Cobb and Amari Cooper only got 22 yards collectively. Would you have thought we won that ball game?
No. Those stats were alarming to me, man. At the end of it, I was like, wow, these guys. There was no passing game, but, you know, I guess they didn't need it in this game.
Yeah. Well, Dak was 15 for 23, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, didn't need it. And Tony Pollard, he had – from Pro Football Focus, he had like 130 or 120 yards after contact. What do you think about that one, Joe?
I think it's an amazing stat, you know, one that we haven't had all year long, baby.
Yeah, were you surprised Kellen Moore stuck to the running game as much as he did? Were you surprised Xavier Suafilo, who Aaron Donald was pretty much on the whole night? There was a couple of times he rotated his Zach Barton side, but I mean, were you surprised how well the offensive line was playing with Xavier Suafilo in there?
I was shocked out of my mind, you know. You know, Aaron Donald, you know, you think of Aaron Donald. He's the guy that's the most, you know, he's your difference maker. They totally wiped him off the stat sheet, man. It's like he wasn't even there. An invisible body. Okay. So I loved it. But I really was shocked by Xavier Suafilo in this game. But every game is different. We'll see how he does this next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's switch over to defense real quick. We know what Sean Lee did. It's no secret.
The general.
The general put respect on the name. I apologize. I'm a big the general fan, right? And we're not talking insurance. So with Sean Lee.
The general.
The general. That's right. Is this what the doctor ordered? Is Sean Lee back to motivating this defense? You know, he was there, you know, in the pre-speeches, you know, doing dances and just, you know, playing freely. He didn't practice all week, and he just went in that game with film study, made a nice vintage 2011 Sean Lee interception. Yeah, he made a nice sack. It looks like he's playing loose out there. I mean, what besides Sean Lee, maybe you didn't touch on Sean Lee. I mean, who else stuck out? You know,
Sean Lee, the general. This guy, he looked really good, man. A lot of people want to put dirt on him. You know, they want to put him 2 feet in the 6 feet under, that kind of thing. But, man, he's really showed up and shown leadership, you know. And I think some of these young guys that have the C on their jersey need to learn from this, because none of the young captains have stepped up. Jalen, DeMarcus, they're nowhere to be seen. You know, up to this game anyway, you know what I mean? But Sean Lee, I think he brings out the best in the whole defense, and you know, let's ride that. You know, if that's how this defense is going to play with him leading the way, let's just hope he can stay healthy, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like the game of the veterans, you know, Jason Witten, Sean Lee, I mean, Blake Jarwin had a heck of a game too. And, it was just nice to see. And, you know, Cowboys made a kicking change, and, they put in Kai Forbath. They signed him up. He made a 42, a 47, and a 50-yarder. His first kickoff was out of bounds, obviously, and he had another one that go out of bounds late in the game. But was that a good move cutting Brett Maher? Did it look like in one game, just in one game, did it look like, you know what, Cowboys might have something here?
Yeah, 15 weeks too late, all right? A lot of, or some of those games – those missed field goals, they cost us the game. Those close ones with the Jets and the Rams and these guys, those missed field goals, they killed us. We could have won those games, you know? Everybody's like, it's early. It's early. Shut up, man. Shut up. I hate that fan to this day. You take a loss early in the season, you're going to want that win back, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we can go through seven of them. And we could tell you, we could probably take back about five.
But I got off track there, so forgive me, guys, forgive me. But I have a lot of fire for that subject. So for Cobra Kai, baby, it seems like we always get these kickers that, you know, we like to attach nicknames to them already. So Cobra Kai, he did good. You know, he did good. So I'm glad they made the move.
I just can't remember the last time I seen a Cowboy kicker make 40-yard field goals.
Yeah.
And they were right down the middle. I mean, just sliced it right down the middle. So having said all that, you know, the team had their back against the wall. Jason Garrett, as we know, the fans can't stand him. Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones are pressured about with questions about him and leaving, departing with the Dallas Cowboys. Does this win? It is obviously Jerry Jones ain't putting a 10-year extension in front of his face the next day. But, I mean, if the Cowboys keep winning and they go into the playoffs, let's say they make the NFC Championship, is Garrett back on the team?
No, he won't be back. I have inside information that it is still Super Bowl or bust for Garrett. So, you know, we've all seen this kind of season before where the Cowboys, they play like crap, 3-5, they make it to the playoffs. This year, 2-3 streaks of losing, we make the playoffs. I mean, assuming, right? We're assuming here. So, but we know how that story ends. They might win their wild card game, but they won't get past the divisional round. And that being said, Jerry knows that, you know, and even some of his post interview was kind of funny. Like, he's still kind of throwing shade at Garrett, you know. He's definitely not off the hook. No way. Not even close.
No. I 100% agree with you. You know, Cowboys were looking to talk to Sean Payton a year ago. I mean, Cowboys were ready to depart from Jason Garrett last year when they lost to the Rams and just got embarrassed by the Rams. So there's been some hot turmoil. Obviously, they said, hey, you know what, pick your offensive coordinator, pick your quarterback coach. We know what we got on defense already. Let's see what you can do when we give. And right now he's 7-7. They gave him a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, they were trying to replace him. But I think he's gone no matter what. And it's on to the next head coach. But right now, let's focus on this season. And right now, Joe, we got the Eagles. This is a big-time game. I think, honestly, and this is what I was thinking about the other day. I think, because there's a lot of NFC East chatter about Carson Wentz is better than Dak, or Dak is better than Carson Wentz. This is the game that ends the argument. Everything's at stake here. What do you think?
I think it's a funny conversation to have because, you know, they've been compared all the way back to the Senior Bowl. You know, they both played in the Senior Bowl. Wentz was coached by Garrett in that Senior Bowl. So it's just a very interesting road that I think these three guys are coming. Garrett and these two quarterbacks that he saw at the Senior Bowl. It's an interesting, intersection, I guess you could say, because to me, Dak's playing better. You can see the progression each season. You really can. All right. With Wentz, I think he came into the league plateaued already. And the only thing that he could, bail him out was his athleticism, but the injuries have robbed him of that. So he's not the same player. Dak's the better quarterback. Not even close for me.
You know, I'm not a big Dak fan, and even with my eye test, I can tell you, Dak's always been the better quarterback. His health, best ability is what? Availability. And Carson Wentz don't have that. I think he forces the ball. There's been reports after reports after reports that Carson Wentz isn't really even a true leader on the team. Mm-hmm. We know what Dak is. We've seen what Dak is, and that hasn't been an issue with what kind of leader Dak is. It's really even not about – with Carson Wentz, what does he have? Like 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions this year. But a lot of his touchdowns are coming in garbage moments, coming from behind. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And we could almost say the same about Dak, but with Dak though, we know what we have in him. He leads the league since he's been in the league in fourth quarter comebacks. So we can almost say the same thing about Dak. But I get, and I'm not just being biased here. I really think Dak Prescott is better than Carson Wentz. And
I think believe
this
you.
Well, we'll say it. What do you think?
Like I just said, I believe you, bro. I believe you. I think, there's a lot of fans that have that same kind of thought about this situation. You know, it's not uncommon. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the way that everybody evaluates these quarterbacks is very interesting. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people see the same things. You know what I mean? So, it's not like people are making things up about somebody not being as good as a player. Like, Wentz is not as good, you know?
I believe you.
Plain and simple. All right.
Cut and dry. What does the Cowboys really have to do? They won in overtime against the New York Giants. They won late in the fourth quarter against the Washington Redskins, who are just at the bottom, 3-11 football teams. Yes, it is an NFC division match, but, you see what the Cowboys done to the Rams, Cowboys had no chance to even beat the Rams. And Jason Garrett outcoached them, Kellen Moore outcoached them, Rashard outcoached them, the players outperformed. I mean, what do the Cowboys got to do to go in there to Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia and go win the NFC East?
I think they need to keep doing, these little things that Garrett, is kind of famous for, I guess. I mean, he's of all the bad that a lot of people, load on Garrett, he does have some good points to him, and a lot of them have come in these types of situations where he's able to get the team up to the challenge. You know, we've won some playoff games with them. We've lost some very close games that we should have won. So, you know, I think it's going to be one of those moments where he's going to have to pull out another trick out of the hat to motivate the team. Is what it is.
Yeah, and Sean Lee, being interviewed with Jane Slater, said that Jason Garrett gave one of the best speeches he's ever heard since he's been in a Cowboy uniform. There was reports going on that Jason Garrett was playing highlight reels of the superstars on the team and saying, don't you miss this feeling? Let's get back to this feeling of making plays in the National Football League because time's limited. Time's limited. That was pretty much his message. So he does know how to capture players. Unlike Rod Marinelli, he cannot coach a young guy to save his life. But Jason Garrett, mm-hmm. He can talk to the young guys. Obviously, the guys haven't quit on him. Yeah. It's just they've been getting the snot whooped out of them. And sometimes sometimes that happens or it's uncalled for? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's an interesting time right now to be you know, a fan of this team because, you know, once you think that it's like the thing from The Godfather, you think you're out but they pull you back in, right? So the Cowboys they dominate a very good team. They were on a pretty good streak themselves, you know, and they looked like they were going to be the team that was going to catch fire and make a run, and here we come and smack them across the face here and there. They left the game with two black eyes and knocked out teeth, you know? I mean, we put it to them. So let's replicate that. Let's do that to the Eagles because I hate the Eagles.
Oh, I can go on and on and on. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I will demolish their fan base right now. I don't want to do it. I ain't going to waste my time. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we're going to put up videos this week, Joe, and those slum fans are going to be in there talking mess, saying how they're so much better, but yet we're still 7-7, both of us are. And this game determines the NFC East. We're really that – you're that better than us. I completely agree. You know?
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, and it's going to be it's a NFC East championship game pretty much, you know, the loser of this game is pretty much knocked out of it, you know. I think for the Cowboys, they win and they're in. So they have a slight advantage. So they need to win this game. And, you know, let's see, man. I mean, it would be the craziest thing in the world, man, if the Cowboys were able to make some noise in this playoffs, man. But we'll see, man. We'll see what happens. It's going to be one for the Gipper, all right? The Gipper is Jason Garrett, and this team's got to win one for the Gipper. Like, it's going to be like that every single game as far as they can take it, you know?
It's crazy because early on in Jason Garrett's career, all three of the consecutive 8-8 seasons boiled down to the last game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go home or bust. And he failed all three of them in a row. It was, I think, to all three NFs, it was the Giants, then it was the Eagles, then it was the Redskins. Just boom, 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 all in a row. So he has experience of this type of game. He has the players, I think, a more talented roster than what we had when Jason Garrett took over, if I'm being honest. And there's no excuse here. There's absolutely no excuse here. Jason Garrett has this experience of win or go home. He has the roster. We know what this roster can do. They put it on the showcase Sunday afternoon. I mean, this is Jason Garrett's make or break. This is his season killer. This is his do I pack the office or can the box stay in the corner empty for another week game?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's why I was totally shocked at that performance, man, because you pretty much know Garrett's out the door, right? So the players know that. And I don't know, for me, you would think that if the players knew that, they wouldn't put all this effort into the game. But, you know, he got it from them. He definitely got the best out of these players in this game. And, you know, the game plans, they looked on point. I mean, they just you know, keep doing it. Keep doing it for just a few more weeks.
Yeah, just a couple more weeks, and then you're 0-0 again. You get a fresh, clean start and a wild card game at home. And they just got to do it because of the, oh, man, I'm telling you. Because what's the other scenario? Cowboys can win. No, I guess they still be out, right?
Because no, yeah, if the Cowboys win, they're in. That's it. But if the Cowboys lose, they can still get in if we beat the Redskins, but the Eagles lose their final games.
Who are they playing? The Giants?
I think they close with the NFC East. Yeah, I think they close with the Giants.
Wow. Wow, but we're not focused on that. We're focused on these Eagles, beating these Eagles, and this is a big-time game. You know, the first game of the year, Joe, Doug Peterson pretty much guaranteed a win in Dallas. He ain't guaranteeing a win this week.
Yeah, and it's on the Cowboys, man. Like, this game for both teams is who wants it. Who legitimately wants it, you know? Because that's it. The loser is pretty much out of it. You know, they would need a miracle and help to get in. So you got to win this game. So it's all the chips are in the middle of the table again this week.
Jason Garrett's only lost two times in Philadelphia in his entire coaching career.
Yeah, that's a hell of a stat right there.
So we'll see.
That's a good little stat line.
And Jalen Smith, he said it himself. I love playing in Philadelphia. I there's a type of energy that brings the best out of me. So, you know, Jalen Smith is playing in the best stadium he likes to play in. Sean Leaf, can there be consistency? Can there just be consistency from Antoine Woods? I mean, the Eagles do kind of have a running game if they can get it started. You know, I mean, they really don't have a wide receiving core, but they've been finding ways to win games of late. I mean, these Philadelphia Eagles can turn around and just cope or bite you right in the ass. And if you ain't careful and you don't slap that cobra in the head, they got to come out and they got to kill them early. We can't be toying with these guys. It can't be, you know, 3-7 going into halftime. I want another 28-7 going into halftime, Joe.
Yeah, I do too. And I think we have to demand that they get some more turnovers. I think that is such a big boost for this kind of team. This is the kind of team that needs moments to, you know, elevate them. You know, so getting turnovers is that kind of thing. And if they don't get turnovers, it's going to be a harder game. But, man, if we can get something, you know, a swipe, fumble, recovery, or an interception, you know, it puts us in a good place.
It sure does. It sure does. And, man, this game is bigger than it's the biggest game of the year. I mean, really, everything you've done as of late can be almost erased with the magic marker. And you can go back to 0-0 into the playoffs with this game right here. And they say momentum can either make you or break you. And if the Cowboys have the momentum, they should pick up right where they left off, Joe. But that's all I got. If you got anything else.
No, that's where we're at, everybody. Let's enjoy this ride. Let's see where it takes us.
Where can they find you, Joe?
You can find me on YouTube, everybody. Cowboys Blog. Just look me up, Cowboys Blog. Also on Twitter and Instagram, it's Cowboys Blog Net. Hit me up, and I'll follow you back.
That's what it is, guys. Make sure you follow the Frisco Report on Twitter. What's the handle for that, Joe?
It's at the Frisco Report.
At the Frisco Report. Yes. Yeah. Maybe what we need to do, Joe, is me and you need to put our minds together. I'll maybe PayPal you something. We get a gift, and anybody following the Frisco Report gets put in a drawing or something. You know, maybe we need to do something like that. I don't know. We'll talk about it in the future.
Definitely a good idea. Definitely, we'll talk about that offline. Heck yeah.
But yeah, you can find me, Dallas Cowboy Football News, on YouTube, Dallas Cowboy Football News on Facebook, DCF News 1 on Twitter, right here on the Frisco Report, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, guys. Share it with a friend. It's Christmas. If you're traveling, there's no reason not to listen to this. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.